Well, it's been another busy week here in the Missouri Capitol. We've, of course, had committee meetings and, of course, a lot of floor action. We were in session until a little after 10 o'clock on Monday. The other days, we, of course, got kind of back to more normal activity, I guess I would say. But one of the main things I think that we got done this week was our oral chemo parity bill for the pills that you can take for cancer treatment versus the intravenous injections where you have to go to a cancer treatment center. I'd say there's not a one of us that doesn't have a family member, a neighbor, or a close friend that hasn't had cancer and had to deal with that terrible disease. It's something we all know about, and the good thing is new technologies have allowed us to, or allowed companies to develop these oral chemo pills that you can take while you're at home. Actually, from what I've heard from people that have used them, they can take the pill at home and still go to work. These new forms of treatment are more targeted than a lot of the IV treatments, so it doesn't affect all of your body and you don't have the symptoms that you normally do with IV treatment. Now what this bill does, it set the insurance companies that they had to pay the same for these oral treatments as they did for the IV treatment. What the difference had been was the pills were handled through your pharmacy plan, which generally had higher caps, higher deductibles, and it had caps on it, which left a lot of people with bills they could not afford. So unfortunately, they had been required really to go and get the intravenous treatment, which, like I say, affected not only them, but also the family member or friend that had to take them to the treatment center. And as people know, in my rural area, we don't have that many of those, and if we do have them, they're 50, 60, 70 miles away. So it took a lot of time out of not only the patient's life, but also the friend's. So I'm glad to see we got this through. Now the one change we did was the maximum would be a $75 copay per month for the pill, which is a whole lot better than what it is now. So I think we made a great step in that, and I certainly hope it gets through the House and we can spare a lot of pain and misery for those people suffering with cancer. Of course, we're working on a lot of other issues. We've got health care and education. I think those will take up a lot of time in the remaining days that we have in the legislature, but look forward to working on all those issues, and I'll see you again next week.